Were you a religious family, and did it play a part in your survival?
No. Simple answer, but I will elaborate just for a minute, having said so categorically no. My parents were very assimilated into the Polish culture, particularly my father's family. We only spoke Polish. Yiddish wasn't taught in my home. My mother comes from a more traditional Jewish family. That's why her two brothers left Poland early 30s as Zionists and went to Palestine. I always knew that I was Jewish, but we did not participate in all the Jewish festivals and celebrations. There were some. My parents were very choosy about it. We observed Passover. We observed Yom Kippur. They always said Kaddish, the prayer for the departed, people who died, their parents. And I always knew I was Jewish. But I did not have what I've come to appreciate living in this country, a Jewish community, being part of it, and observing Jewish holidays, which give me a great deal of pleasure.
That's what you're a member of now. You are a member of that religion.
I am. Yeah. And I'm most grateful for that. In Tulsa, we have a small but vibrant Jewish community, and I feel very much part of it. I have so much to be thankful for. I'm a very grateful, grateful person to be still around, to have wonderful children, son, daughter, their spouses, and great-grandchildren, Sophie, Phoebe, and Jacob.
Yes, you are very fortunate, and I know you're very grateful.
And I'm grateful to you for doing this, for asking me these questions. And having the opportunity to speak about it, I really feel good about being part of the Oklahoma community. So I thank you very much.
Thank you. You did a wonderful job. Let's just say a word about the book. A book has been published about your life. Tell us about it.
Well, my granddaughter, Phoebe, to whom, by the way, I didn't talk about my story when she was a youngster, but I was invited to come to Kansas City when Sophie, who is 2 years older than Phoebe, was in sixth grade or fifth grade. I don't recall. And Phoebe was allowed to come to the class to hear her grandmother speak. And then years later, when Phoebe was 13, she was given an assignment to write a story. She's always been writing and illustrating. Both my kids are artistic, I think. They're very talented. And she thought, and then one day she decided to write the story based on my childhood. And she really wanted to do it only up to the war, my childhood before the war. But her teacher wanted to know more, didn't want to end it right there, you know, in 1939. And Phoebe worked on this, writing and illustrating. She entered a contest through a publisher, Landmark Publishing in Kansas City, and she won. And the book was actually published last November. It is called Through Eva's Eyes. She wrote and illustrated it. It's for children primarily. She was very sensitive in telling my story, doing research on her own. It is appropriate for kids, I would say, from fifth grade and up. It tells the story without all the cruelty described that I was talking about. It's for kids. I'm very, very proud of her for doing this. There's a great deal of interest in it. Phoebe and I were invited by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. for a book signing. She has her own website. It is throughevaseyesonline.com, where she tells about the process that she underwent and the story. So, again, lucky me. What more can one wish for?
Well, as the Germans took the young children away because they were the future, this book is for the children here because they are the future.
That is so beautifully said. I'm going to write this down. I could never come up with anything so eloquent And I thank you for saying that.
Yeah. To hear the story told, I've never sat down and talked to anybody about it before. Now this story is preserved. Thank you, Eva. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I truly appreciate it. And what can I say? This has been an incredible experience for me. You have asked the most important questions